Britain has undergone a startling transformation over the past 5 decades. Once celebrated for its social cohesion and robust welfare state, the UK has morphed into Western Europe's most unequal society, rivaling countries like Bulgaria in its social divisions. This didn't happen by accident. While most developed nations have maintained or improved equality, life expectancy, and education access, Britain deliberately chose a different path. The results are visible everywhere. Neighborhoods that once mingled children from various backgrounds now strictly determine life chances. Former community hubs stand empty or gentrified. And a society that once prided itself on fairness now accepts shocking levels of inequality as inevitable. What makes this story particularly compelling is that it wasn't inevitable. It represents specific policy choices that other European nations consciously rejected. The contrast between Britain's social fragmentation and the cohesion of countries like Finland reveals that these problems stem not from abstract economic forces, but from deliberate decisions that prioritized financial interests over collective well-being. How did a nation once admired worldwide become a cautionary tale of societal breakdown? Where you live in Britain now determines your future. Unlike the 1970s, when neighborhoods mattered little, the decline of manufacturing and rise of financial services has made geography destiny. British cities illustrate this transformation. Manchester's housing has shifted from affordable to luxury Airbnbs. Oxford's university staff struggle with local housing costs. Sheffield's workers' homes have become expensive commuter properties, while traditional pubs have given way to chain establishments. Britain's social metrics consistently decline, from wages to child poverty, from health to education gaps, while most developed nations show improving equality indicators. The UK has embraced a cynical capitalism. London's financial district, Moscow on Thames, shows little concern for money sources, while universities accept questionable oligarch donations. This contrasts sharply with Finland's model of housing-first policies, progressive taxation, and funded public education, reflecting political choices rather than economic necessity. The iconic 1973 Hovis bread advertisement, a delivery boy pushing his bicycle up a cobbled northern hill, captured Britain at its peak of social equality, with improving rights and minimal income gaps. Research marks 1974 as the pinnacle of UK living standards before decline set in. Claims that everything went wrong in the 1970s are misguided. Britain's economic challenges began in the mid-19th century, well before the welfare state. What shifted after 1974 was distribution, not economic fundamentals. By 2015, despite GDP growth since 2007, wages remained 1% lower, with gains flowing mainly to the wealthy. This inequality has undermined the UK's political unity. The Union, formed through English conquest, faces mounting pressure. Scotland's independence movement echoes pre-independence Ireland, Wales has gained autonomy, and in Northern Ireland, Sinn Féin's 2022 victory and Brexit's Irish Sea border signal further strain. Within England itself, house prices create invisible borders between regions. Government leveling up promises offer symbolic gestures rather than real change. The social contract that once united British society has dissolved, leaving regions increasingly disconnected from one another. Food banks now outnumber McDonald's restaurants in Britain. The Trussell Trust, originally helping Bulgarian children, now focuses on domestic hunger. By 2022, 4.4 million households faced severe financial hardship, with many avoiding heating and reducing food quality. The poorest fifth spent nearly 60% of post-housing income on basics. Footballer Marcus Rashford's 2020 campaign highlighted child hunger during school holidays. While Scotland provided $4 per child, England reluctantly allocated just $1.66 after public pressure, despite other UK nations having established programs. This mirrors the hungry 1930s. Joseph Rowntree's foundation and the post-war welfare state had largely eliminated hunger until Thatcher's 1980s policies increased inequality and shifted tax burdens to the poor. Today's unemployment benefit has halved in value relative to average wages. The system has become punitive. By early 2022, benefit sanctions nearly tripled from pre-pandemic levels, with almost 50,000 people losing benefits quarterly, emphasizing control over support. While physical housing standards have improved since Beveridge's 1942 slum report, today's crisis stems from engineered social vulnerability. Millions face impossible choices between heating, rent, and food. Britain's housing landscape shows clear divisions. 8.8 million households own outright, mostly retirees, while 17.8 million struggle with mortgages and 14.8 million rent, mainly from private landlords. Thatcher's Right to Buy program transferred council housing to private ownership without allowing replacements. Though initially benefiting poorer tenants through discounted purchases, many properties ended up with landlords who captured the profits. This created a severe social housing shortage and empowered unregulated private landlords. The re-residualization of private renting has emerged, where the worst properties command the highest prices. Multiple property owners profit from excessive rents while housing remains unaffordable. Utilities represent the second most crushing expense for Britain's poor. Privatization transforms state monopolies into inefficient markets with absurd results. Thousands of competing delivery businesses, redundant infrastructure, and frequent provider bankruptcies whose costs get passed to consumers. Britain's wealth concentrates among a tiny elite who wield outsized influence through media ownership and political funding. Tax advantages like non-domicile status, which saved Akshata Murty potentially $20 million in taxes, benefit numerous billionaires in London's prime areas. British income inequality shows a V-shaped pattern since 1913. The top 0.1%'s pre-tax income fell from 70 to 10 times the average by the late 1970s, then surged back. Today, the top 0.01% earn 130 times the average, driven by financial deregulation, weakened unions, and high earner-friendly taxation. This disparity creates parallel systems as the wealthy opt out of public services, particularly in healthcare and education. Nearly half of British adults earn below the income tax threshold, while enforcement disproportionately targets benefit fraud over tax evasion, with 23 times more benefit prosecutions from 2010-2021. Housing exemplifies this divide. Low-income families crowd into shared spaces, while wealthy areas feature vacant ghost mansions and profit-driven subdivisions, creating a market where overcrowding coexists with under-occupation. Britain's stability has declined markedly since 2010, with the Fund for Peace's Fragile States Index showing concerning increases in group grievances, elite fractionalization, and economic decline. By 2022, the UK ranked closer to Costa Rica in stability than to European peers like Finland. The nation has become asset-stripped, with many FTSE 100 companies now based offshore despite their British listing. Private equity firms have flooded London's low-tax environment, prioritizing short-term profits over sustainable growth. Without planned progressive reform, similar to the changes initiated in 1942, crises will compound. Housing, pensions, healthcare, education, and mental health services face potential collapse. The middle class, not just the poor, will become increasingly vulnerable to these systemic failures. The path forward requires addressing fundamental issues: hunger, precarity, waste, exploitation, and fear. Despite growing divisions since the 1970s, positive change remains possible, but only through collective action against further decline. Britain's future depends not on abstract economic forces, but on our choices about the society we wish to build. continued fragmentation or renewed social cohesion.